Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, supply chain fallacy. All right, if you haven't been reading the news lately or been checking online and learning about home building, you probably haven't seen the topic of supply chain issues. But most likely you have. If you've maybe went to the store lately or planning on going shopping and your favorite food is not there, or bottles of water, cases of water are gone from the shelves, or you go down an empty aisle of a store, you can see there are some supply chain issues going on here in this country. And especially it's happening here in the home building industry. And it's getting worse and not better. And that's the unfortunate news. So just even as of last week, I was kind of looking in and checking on some of the products that we would normally get for our homes, and I'm shocked to find out what some of the lead times are. Here's just a couple examples of some stuff that we're seeing just right now, and keep in mind, we buy a lot of product from all these manufacturers, have decent buying power, and definitely expect more than what, more buying power and more flexibility than what we're getting currently. All right, so here's some things that we're having trouble with right now. First and foremost, cabinets. We have some cabinets that we order in a good time. It's typically a 4-week lead time to get these cabinets. Well, it got pushed to 8 weeks about 2 months ago, and now we're being quoted 12 to 16 weeks to receive these same cabinets from the manufacturer. And they're citing issues of getting certain parts and products in before they can finish it in their shop and send it out. That's a huge increase in lead time and definitely is going to negatively affect the building time frame of a home. But that's not the only thing that we're dealing with shortages on. Windows was always a 4-week order for us for just about any type of window. Recently, we had one product line, a fiberglass window, that was now taking 3 months to get instead of 4 weeks, 3 months. Again, that's way longer than anyone would expect. And it holds up the entire construction. But now all of the windows that we're ordering are sometimes 12 to 16 weeks out just to get them. Whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, wood, aluminum clad, you name it, they're all out that far. So we have some serious supply chain issues going on. We have electricians not able to get copper wire and the plastic boxes they need to finish jobs. We have plumbing fixtures that are, some of them are out on order over a year. And we've seen tons and tons of discontinuations of different fixtures, colors, and things like that. A lot of manufacturers are paring down their lineup and only offering very limited amount of choices. Heck, while I was out of town at my national meetings with the builders, that's all everybody was talking about is how they can't get things and things are getting delayed and it's taking longer and longer. So the problem is real. And if it hasn't hit you yet, it's going to hit you very soon. If you don't believe this is real, start going to stores and looking and seeing what they have for inventory. And go back in about 3 weeks from now and look again and see if it's gotten any better. I doubt it has. So what's up with the supply chain? Why is this so messed up? Well, there's a couple reasons. And most of them, unfortunately, are self-inflicted. Some of them are bigger issues. But one of the things, and if you've looked online, you definitely want to look up this photo. But there's a picture of the United States, and it shows all the boats sitting on the ocean, the Pacific Ocean specifically. There are some in the Atlantic Ocean as well, but more so on the Pacific Ocean, just sitting in the ocean waiting to get on a dock to unload their materials. So it's not that the materials are missing or that they haven't been made yet. They're made. They're sitting on a boat somewhere and they can't get in. So the next question is, why can't they get in? Why can't they offload? Well, surely there's several reasons why. One is, you know, this labor shortage that we've had. And part of it stems from paying people to stay home for the past few months. Now, that finally ended as of Labor Day, and they took away the $300 bonus to stay at home. Now, you're not just going to be able to pick somebody off the street and throw them in an 18-wheeler and have them start hauling stuff around the country. That's not how it works. So it is going to take some time to get some of these positions back filled. But the issue is much deeper than that. See, California, where a lot of the stuff is held up right now, has some limitations that are really messing things up. First and foremost, they have a rule that you have to have a brand new pickup truck every 3 years if you want to enter any of their shipping facilities to haul materials. A brand new truck just for the privilege of hauling materials. An 18-wheeler or a very large hauling truck can cost well over $100,000. That's something a lot of truckers aren't going to be willing to invest in just for the ability to pick up material. They'll go truck elsewhere. They'll take their five-year-old truck and they'll haul, you know, throughout the country because there certainly is enough demand for them. They don't need to necessarily do that just for that privilege. So that's one of the issues that's happening, and it's slowing down getting these goods and services out. Another restriction, again, self-inflicted, is these shipyards will not allow private shipping companies on their facilities. You must be union to be able to go on their properties. Again, we've got people willing to work, willing to help out, willing to move product around the country when we vastly need it, and they're not allowing that in. You always talk about regulations. You hear me talk about the cost of regulations added to a home. Well, here's a prime example of regulations that are meant to protect a particular group that are doing no good. They're harming the rest of the country. They're driving costs up. They're leaving people without needed goods and services. And there's really no point for it. And it needs to stop. So that's two examples right there. Having a requirement for new trucks to haul material, union-only labor to work on it. They also have other COVID restrictions. For example, a lot of these areas are requiring that you're vaccinated to come in and haul the material. Do you know how often really a truck driver interacts with anyone? They're in a truck by themselves almost the whole day, other than maybe when they arrive at the shipyard. There might be some contact there, but it's no more dangerous or no more different than anyone going into a store with a mask on or going into a restaurant where you walk in with your mask, you sit at your table and you take your mask off, eat for 45 minutes, and you interact with servers and other people in the restaurant, and then you put your mask on, you walk out. There's no difference. In fact, you could argue trucking is even less dangerous, yet we're requiring them to be vaccinated. So you have lots of truckers not willing to be vaccinated. An already tight labor supply where we need more truckers is even being more affected by these mandates. It doesn't make any sense. And again, it's causing more pain for everyone here in the country. Now, recently we've had some other people trying to come up with some solutions to help this. One of which is the state of Florida, which has said, hey, we've got ports, we're wide open, send your product this, you know, down by us, we'll take care of you. So while you have the East Coast and the West Coast potentially locking people out with all these restrictions, you have the southern part of the country saying, you know what, we're wide open for business. Come here. We'll help you out. I'm glad to see that. That is fantastic, and that will definitely help alleviate a small portion of this. But we need to have that mentality around the entire country. There's no reason that we should be leaving these ships sit out here in the middle of the ocean. All we need now is a tsunami or something to come through, and it's going to get really bad really fast, and there's no need for it. Heck, the other bad thing that could happen is you could have a foreign country come in and send a few submarines in, and they could literally destroy hundreds of ships. It'd be like shooting fish in a barrel. I'm not advocating for that. I don't want to see that, but that is a danger that we could face by leaving all these ships sitting out there. And that certainly would really cause a lot of pain to our country. Now, the other thing that has been suggested, there's an article out that Amazon is looking into very large, long-distance cargo planes so that they can fly product right from China all the way overseas, avoid the ports, and land them inside the country. Now, that's great, and that will help, and it's good to see private business coming up with solutions. You'd wish our government would do that sometimes. But really, at this point, our government just needs to get out of the way and let people do business and let us get this problem solved. That's going to solve more problems than anything. But this is also a reality check for each and every one of us. If we're making product, if we're ordering things, we really need to reconsider how much stuff we get from outside our country, because we have become almost completely reliant on foreign goods. And all we need is one country to shut us down, and we're without some key things in our country and potentially shut down. So I think this is a reality check to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we've got to look at buying more local, buying from more small businesses, buy American. And if we do that, we might just help our economy out, get more product in the hands of people, and maybe even drive our costs down. Either way, these excessive mandates, these excessive shutdowns, and these extra rules are doing no one any good. And all it is hurting middle and low-income families that need these products and services are now getting priced out with massive inflation. Just look anywhere. Look online and see the rates of inflation on just about everything throughout the country. We've never seen levels like this since, well, maybe we have. Maybe in the 1970s when Jimmy Carter was president, we've seen those. And we're seeing them again. Bad policy equals bad results. It's time to take a look at everything, take a look at the mirror, make some changes, and start holding everyone accountable so we can get things back into people's hands, drive the cost down, and make it affordable to live in this country again. So next time you hear supply chain issues, start to look at why. Start asking questions, and you'll see a lot of this is self-inflicted. Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.